I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Moshe on this week's parsha. I do have to point out that it might be inclined more towards drush than it is towards pshat, but the thought is a gewaldig thought. This week's parsha talks about the fact that a person cannot establish a matzeva, asher sonei Hashem Elokecha. And Rashi points out that that's a new occurrence because once upon a time, b'mei avos, matzeva was something which was beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why is it now he has seen it to it? It became choyk l'avodah zorah. Rav Moshe points out that Yaakov Avinu made two matzevas. He made a matzeva by the Har Maria. So the Beis Hamikdash was the forerunner of the Beis Hamikdash was the matzeva of Yaakov Avinu on the Har Abayas. He also made a matzevas oven al kvura so. He made a matzevas oven on the kvura of Rachel Imenu. The matzeva, which was used to represent the void of the Beis Hamikdash, has become usher to use, and it's now something the Bereshim dislikes, and can no longer be used for that purpose. But the matzeva, which is used on a kavura, is still in vogue. Bezmanazet, we still make a matzeva over a kever. So one matzeva seems to fall into this. Being disliked, and one is now still embraced and felt that it's good. Matzeva, like you talk about a person, there's a matzev. Matzeva is a state of being. That this is the way it is. It's not talking about the growth for the future. It's talking about the person's accomplishments in the past. This is where we are. This is what we've accomplished. Let's celebrate our accomplishments. So in the time of the Ovis, where the person was not chayiv in Tariq Mitzvahs, a person that was a decision on their own, a person had a right to look back and look how much we've accomplished up to this point and focus on his accomplishments and make a matzeva, make a monument to his accomplishments up to that point in time and to focus on that. However, once the person is given Tariq Mitzvahs, a person never has a right to stop and focus on his accomplishments. A person has to appreciate what he's accomplished. It shouldn't inspire him to do more, but to say that he's going to stop there and he's finished and he can just go, that it's all done, that's incorrect. So that matzeva is improper now at this point in time. The matzeva which Yaakov Avinu has a right to look how much we've accomplished up to this point, he turns into a Beis HaLakim where we never stop. You can't make a matzeva anymore because you cannot stop. However, at the end of a person's lifetime, then it is proper to look back and reflect on what a person has accomplished, because at that point in time, his avodah has ended. So that matzeva, which represents the matzev, the state of being at the soif yamav of the person, that is not only is that acceptable, but that's proper to do. So that matzeva, we embrace and we still do. But the matzeva, where a person says, I want to glorify myself for what I've accomplished, that's improper. I was once talking to a Talmud Chacham who's published many Sforim, and I asked him, like, you know, you worked so hard on a Sefer for many, many years. He publishes Kisayad from Rishonim. He says, how do you react? What's the emotion that you have when you finish? He says, you know, don't you? He says, you know, I feel pride in my accomplishments, and I make a small suit in honor of the fact that it's been accomplished. And they start working on the next thing. So the pride that he has and what he's accomplished, the feeling of accomplishment and satisfaction is a good thing. You make a suda l'siyumah shel Torah. You make a suda in honor of the fact that you finish something of Torah. And immediately you start the next thing. So immediately when you finish a masechta, the minhag Yisrael was to make a haschala, a psicha, to the next masechta again. That's the idea that Rav Moshe shares when he talks about the idea of the two types of matzevas. Have a good Shabbos.